And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Russ and Mari to join me. Now, when I read Russ and Mari's bio, there was something that just caught me right square between the eyes. I mean, it literally caught my attention, and I think this is something you should know about them before I even bring them on the radio show. Had listened to Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, on the radio for several years. They were busy 24/7 helping to care for Russ's 100-year-old mom during those years. And it wasn't until several years later, after she passed away at the ripe age of 104 years, that they could even think about doing something more in their life. Now, most of you want me to dive right into the real estate stuff, and we're going to dive into the real estate stuff. But let me just pull you back for a second, and let me have you consider the love that these two people had for somebody who was elderly, that they were providing care for. That was the most important thing in their life, to care for somebody that needed care, to care for somebody that they loved and somebody that loved them. That's the character of the people that I have on today's radio show. Now, the reason I'm pointing this out is not to make them blush. I'm sure they're blushing right now. But just to give you an idea of who becomes a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited is not some cult. It's not some swingers club. It's not some make up whatever you want to make up, because it's kind of a funny sounding name, right? Lifestyles Unlimited. But really, when you look at what Lifestyles Unlimited means, it means the potential for your life to become unlimited. Many of you are stuck in the day-to-day grind. You're in the cubicle, you're in the hamster wheel, you're going through the motions, you're doing everything that your boss tells you to do, you're being as productive as you can, they're piling more stuff on you, you're taking it, they're not raising your wages, but you don't know a way out. Do you think Russ and Mari were in that situation one point in their life? I'm here to tell you they were. They were in that situation, and they were providing care for somebody that needed the care. And they did it with love. They did it with compassion. They did it because that's just the kind of people they are. So let me do this. Let me bring Russ and Mari onto the show. I want you to meet them. I want you to get inside of their minds. I also want you to understand their background, because they're not your typical corporate America types that I tend to bring on this radio show. They're not your typical military retirees that I tend to bring on this radio show. They are Americans that live in Hawaii, that have a love for God and serving God. And that's pretty much what they've been doing for a good portion of time. Guys, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Well, thank you so much, Al. You're so kind. We are blessed to be on the show. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yeah, this is the guy who's blessed for having you on the show, because, you know, it's one of the things I've learned in my life is that when I surround myself with people that have better character than my own, I can only help but develop my character in the right way. And so having you guys on my show is really cool. And we share a similar story. I have cared for my parents that were aging. I've cared for aunts and uncles that were aging. The point I'm trying to make is I've been there, done that. So I get exactly what you were going through. And it's an amazing calling when you have the ability to affect the life of somebody that you care about, and you put that person's life at the forefront of your own. I mean, that's exactly what you guys did, is it not?
Well, you know, we never looked at it like that. We were just, it's just the way that we were raised. And, you know, I cared for my aunt, my uncle, and then my dad, and then my mom. So, you know, there was never a time, even growing up, where we weren't caring for somebody else in the family, whether it was a grandparent or an aunt or someone else that needed help, they would live with us. And so I grew up in that atmosphere, and it was just natural.
So here's the question I have for you. One of you take the lead here. Tell me what was going on in your lives that caused you to take pause and take a chance on Lifestyles Unlimited membership.
Well, for me, it was as a occasional chauffeur of our grandkids to lessons for our children, to help our children out. I was driving, and our then 12-year-old grandson just out of the blue just said, "Hey, Nana, I want to let you know that, you know, when I turn 18, I'm going to have to move away." And I looked at him and I said, "Why are you going to have to move away?" And he says, "Because, you know, I'm not going to be able to live in Hawaii. It's just too expensive. I can't buy a home here." And my heart just broke, because I thought, our own flesh and blood, our family that was born and raised in Hawaii, he's already thinking at 12 years old, he's going to have to move away because he understands the economics here and he can't afford it. And I just said, there has to be a way. We have to find a way. And that way was getting involved in Lifestyles. And besides getting involved in passive deals, we made a determination that we would purchase a home in the name of each of our five grandchildren, and that when those come up to, we'll make a decision to sell them, that the equity that we gain from that will go to them, and that they will then turn that, as long as they put it into real estate. And if they do that enough, but, you know, with the young age, by the time they're ready to buy a house, they'll have enough for a down payment, and they can stay in Hawaii if they want to, which he does, because he just loves the ocean way too much. So
yeah, I love the ocean way too much, too. That's why that's why I'm always out there hanging out. Well, I don't hang out with you guys. I should come out and visit you guys, but I'm very selfish. I should do it, but I'm very selfish, and I just get on a plane, go to whichever island is my favorite island at that particular moment, and then I'm at the beach. I mean, I'd be boring, man. Mm-hmm. If I could be, Al, come in for dinner. No, I'm at the beach right now. I can't come in.
Yes, we have to suffer through that every day.
All right. I took us down a rabbit hole. Let me bring us back, because you're on to something that I think is very, very important. You're concerned about the wealth or the future of your grandchildren, and your grandchildren have said something to you. And I know this is something that a lot of other Hawaiians have heard, because my buddies have heard it too, that, hey, pops, I can't afford to live here. I'm going to have to grow up on the mainland. And the buddies that I have on the mainland, guess what? They fulfilled that reality. So you've made a decision to invest in real estate, one single family house for each grandchildren. How old are the grandkids? I'm just curious.
Well, we went from oldest to youngest as far as distributing the homes. So we have a almost 21-year-old, and then an almost 18-year-old, and then a 14, a 12, and a very soon to be 11. So the 12 and the 11, every time we take a trip, especially if we're on doing something with Lifestyles, we come home. They don't say, "Hey, hi, Nana, hi, Papa, we've really missed you." The first words out of their mouth, they give us a big hug, and then they look up at us and they say, "Did you buy us a house?"
I love this, man, because the kids are talking. All right, so you got a 21-year-old that has the house. I mean, is it titled in their name, or do you still have the title in your name?
No, we have the title. We're helping. They've come through trainings. They've come to when Dell has put on the event here in Hawaii, so they understand what we're doing, and we're slowly learning as a family. So our whole family is involved, our two children, their spouses, and now the grandkids. And so we will turn the equity over to them. We'll show them when we're ready to sell it, and then help them reinvest that to get another house or two.
We've given them the key to the house, though.
I love this. So who's living in the house?
We have residents in each of the homes. So they're all on the mainland. So they haven't been there to see them, but we've gone. We take pictures with them, and we have signs that tell them that it's their home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're all in San Antonio.
San Antonio. You know, I'm in San Antonio. You guys are in Hawaii, right?
Yep.
Right.
And you don't fly over here to buy these things?
We have, because of airline benefits that I have as a retired flight attendant.
So you're goofing around. So if you want to come to San Antonio, it's not a financial burden for you to do that. But do you really need to come to San Antonio to buy those houses?
No, we didn't. We weren't there when we purchased them. We bought them just, you know, from here. We did remote purchasing, but we like to see the property, so we have flown there since to see what they look like.
Gotcha. Okay, so when you acquired the property, you didn't go visit it, correct?
Correct.
When you started the rehab process and you were working with your contractors, you didn't go to the property, correct?
We had gone by to see them, but we weren't there when the rehab was going on. We were back in place by then.
We bought new.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So what was the strategy on the new?
As far as upgrades.
Okay. What was the strategy with going new as opposed to something that was already in the marketplace?
Well, I had done, it was just the timing of the market, and I had done maybe 150, workups on different other properties, put down payments on a couple of them that, you know, fell through. But for the most part, we couldn't come out with any cash flow at the time. So we never did buy a rehab. The rehabs were just too expensive. And, with the everything thrown in, we'd come out with anywhere from 50 to nothing.
So I love it. When the market doesn't give you what you need, you just adjust fire and you get what you need from the market. We come back from the break. More with Russ and Mark. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Russ and Mari, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And here's what's neat about my guests. So far in this radio show, everything that we've been talking about with regards to them has actually been about somebody else. Have you noticed that? I mean, that's how caring these people are for other people. So here's the question, guys. I know everybody's got this sitting on the top of their head. Did you buy houses for your grandkids first, or did you start investing in real estate for yourself first? Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The chicken. So we did.
I agree.
Well, we went back and forth. Now that I'm thinking about it, which one are we talking about? Were the chicken or the egg? We bought the first thing we bought was a single family home for our first grandchild. Then we went into passives. Then we went back to single family homes. And then now we're concentrating on passives.
Okay. So what about grandchild number four and grandchild number five? When are they getting their real estate?
Well, we let them know that it was really cute, actually. The 12-year-old said, hey, Nan, I just want you to know I'm not in a rush. Eli got his at 13. I'm only 12, so you've got about a year. So
you have a deadline
when he wants it. According to him, yes, we do.
Yeah, so you've been put on notice.
We've been put on notice.
What about the other grandchild?
Well, she is a year behind, and so she's like just any time. She just wants to know all about the specifics of it when we're ready to purchase it, because she wants to. She's the decorator. She's the artistic one. So we shall see.
Ah, so she sees the aesthetics in the asset. What about the others? Do they see the aesthetics, or do they see the financial benefits?
Oh, definitely the financial benefits. Yeah, they're older. They understand what the money means.
Okay. So do you guys, when the grandkids come over, do you guys sit down around the living room and have discussions of cash flow and equity capture and things like that? Or do you treat your grandchildren the way everybody else treats them?
Kind of both. They're normal kids, but they're very interested in what we're doing. Every time we take a trip somewhere, they know that we're helping to grow the generational wealth. And they come, when we come back, they want to know how things went. We get to share, we take pictures of everything and we sit down and share the stories. And so, you know, that's another really cool aspect of what Lifestyles has provided for us. It's another segment of our life that we can do together. That's exciting. They see the possibilities. They see the benefits of it because we're experiencing passive income now that allows us to do things that we wouldn't have been able to do before. And they all want to come on trips with us to see their houses. So that's another new thing in the works, is we want to take each of them to see their house.
They've all been through the 2-day, and they've sat and listened through the entire 2-day seminar. And so they understood real clearly how this whole thing works, you know.
Are you telling me an 11-year-old sat through the 2-day financial freedom seminar?
For sure. Yeah. And in fact, the one who was 12 at the time, he said, "Oh yeah, I get this. It's just like Monopoly."
That's a brilliant child.
Yeah, and they all got it, you know.
Well, this is good. You're doing good as grandparents. I'm just going to pat you on the back right now. There you go. Virtual pat on the back for you guys. This is amazing. Now, are you aware that Dale Walmsley is putting together a training program focused directly on youth? I mean, not for us older folks, but specifically for the youth. Have you heard about it?
Yes, it's one of the things when we sat through our first 2-day, 2.5 years ago with Dell, we walked out of there going, this would be so great if there was something that we could have young mentors and training that is geared towards the young to understand it, because we realized in taking our grandchildren that they weren't too young. They got it. They might not know the specifics of all of it, but they got the concept. And if we could put that dream in their heart that way, that would be amazing, because they don't have to go through the wondering, what will I do and how will I be able to stay in Hawaii? But they start thinking differently, where instead of spending money, let's invest that money, because that way, like I said, with Dell, you know, as a midwife, I just tell every dollar that we deploy to have a baby. So, you know, by doing that, they can just double their income, whatever amount they put in. So that's the trek we're on as a family.
I'm just blown away. I'm sitting back and I love the fact that you've got this down 2 generations from your own.
Mm-hmm.
That
exactly.
this goes back to my Ohana point that I made. You guys are still living that Ohana thing. You're focused on what's important for your children, your grandchildren to understand, because one day is going to come and we're not going to be here to lead them through this life. I mean, it's kind of a morbid thought, but have you thought about that?
Oh, we definitely have. And in fact, when we just were accepted into our 8th passive deal just about a month ago, ish, even that. And when we wrote to our children, as soon as we were accepted, we said, hey, just letting you know that we just increased the legacy that we're building for you and with you. And so we all see it that way. It's not just real estate. It's not just lifestyle. It's changing our lifestyle as a family here in Hawaii.
Yeah. It's legacy.
Yeah, it's totally legacy. Speaking of legacy, what are you guys doing for legacy? I mean, if you sat down and been a part of some of these estate planning programs that Lifestyles Unlimited has been putting together to make available to us as the members, or have you already done that?
You know, we had already done our estate planning ahead of time. And, you know, we just make some changes to, you know, to incorporate what we're doing with the real estate and make sure that that is well protected and able to be passed on without being taxed. So, you know, we were set on that before we even got into Lifestyle.
So you did it the right way. I'm doing it the wrong way. I've kind of put some things into motion. Then I sat through one of those presentations and I went, ruh-roh, I got some work to do. And now I've got a list of things that I need to accomplish this week. So I think the estate planning is very, very important. And here's why I'm harping on it, because if we don't sit down and figure out what we want to have happen to our assets, somebody mm-hmm. else is going to figure that out for us after we're already gone. And that scares me. What about you?
Right. Yeah. Well, it'll be somebody that you didn't vote for probably too, because it's going to
be that.
That makes your decision for you. We set up a trust before we even got into real estate because we had real estate, you know, and we have children, we have grandchildren, and, you know, we didn't want anybody having to they wouldn't fight over it, but it would be more challenging to divvy up stuff, after the fact. And so we wanted to take all of that, off of their plate.
I'm going to switch gears on you. So when you're looking for a multifamily apartment community to invest in, what do you look for? I mean, what are your parameters?
Well, we first of all, whenever a webinar comes out, to the best of our ability, if we can watch it live, we like to watch it live, although it's usually about 2:00 in the afternoon here. And so if we're working, that makes it a little bit difficult. But we will sit down and watch it. We'll watch it several times because we want to hear not just how the lead is presenting and what the lead is presenting, but how we feel we resonate with that lead. But in many of the cases, we've met mm-hmm. them because we go to the expos. We've been to both expos. So we've only been involved 2 years, and we've been to both of them, and we've been able to meet them. So we look at area. We look at what is the minimal amount that they want in the passive. We look at the person. We look at the exit strategy, how long they plan to hold it. Do they have a legacy plan for takeover in the event of an emergency? But the main thing is, Russ and I both agree that we both have to have a thumbs up. So when we finish watching, we discuss it and everything. We're just like, what do we feel about this? There have to be 2 thumbs up for us to approach that lead and say, would you consider us for being a part of this passive deal? If one is like a sideways thumb, which is not sure or a no, then we don't move forward. So agreement is really important to both of us. We bounce that off each other. So that's what, for me anyway, that's how I decide.
What could get a deal a sideways or a downwards thumb?
Well, bridge loans or if they're looking to for like a minimum 7-year hold, something that's a little longer for us, just because of our ages, we would like to see them go full cycle so we can turn around and reinvest that plus our initial deployment money. Again, we're looking for every dollar to have a baby. And so we want that to cycle around. And we had a strategy from the moment we got involved in Lifestyles to see how we would every third year look at deploying the same amount again, if possible, between 3 to 5 years, and hopefully do this. We looked at a 3-time cycle in 10 years. And so whatever will move us towards that, and we're on track to do that.
Okay, so let me see if I can restate what you said, because you said a lot, and I think some of the audience mm-hmm. may not have caught it all, but let me sure. see if I can interpret for the audience. You're mm-hmm. looking at the person offering the deal and making sure that you have a good relationship with them. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's very important.
Deep.
That's number one, right? I think Dell calls it having a good relationship with the jockey as opposed to the horse. So it's really the jockey that you're looking at. Then when it comes to the actual horse, it's making sure that the investment or the asset itself, whatever that investment strategy is, that investment strategy needs to mirror your personal investment strategy. And if they don't match up, then that gets a sideways or a downward thumb. It's not that the deal is bad. It's just that it doesn't make sense for what you're trying to accomplish, correct?
Correct. It's just not the deal for us. It's a great deal. It's just not fitting in our parameters.
And at the end of the day, all this investing has to be focused on what you're trying to achieve. And you're looking very hard at what the goals and objectives are for the investment to make sure that it mirrors what your goals and objectives are.
Exactly.
Did I do okay?
You did great.
Well, I'm glad I did great, but what's really important is that you guys do great. So With the investments that you've made so far, now I realize you just got into one investment, so this is not a fair question for the investment that you just got into. But for the investments that you've made so far that have stabilized, how are those investments performing? Are they producing cash flow? Are they producing equity? What are they doing for your portfolio?
Well, I think every one of them is producing cash flow. And it was most of them produced in the first month, in the first quarter, and all of them produced within the first year. So, every one that we've gotten into has been successful.
How are they doing as far as an exit strategy? Are they on track to exit the deal when you think it's going to happen, or are some moving along a little faster, or are some moving along a little slower? What's your sense on that pulse?
I think they're all moving a little bit slower than their initial projection, but it's still all within the the 3 to 5 year exit that we were wanting. So we're real happy with the way that they're all going.
How many of these apartment communities have you actually toured?
I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. Four of them. The seven, not including the eighth that we just got involved in. Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you tour them as part of the purchasing program, or did you tour them after you already made the purchase?
After we made the purchase, once we got involved, when we were in the area, we made it a point to drive to them, called the leads, made an appointment, went there, toured the grounds, and were just amazed with what we found what we had chosen and what we were a part of.
Now, where are these apartment communities at? Are they in Hawaii?
No, none are in Hawaii. We're from Arizona, Kansas City, Texas, Florida. Yeah,
you are
the state.
Yeah, you're geographically dispersed. I mean, pretty much right along that sun belt, all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast. I mean, is that by accident, or did you make that a choice?
They were ones that presented that we both got two thumbs up on. And then there was a lull where there were presentations, but they weren't for us. And we just, this new one that we got involved in ended up back in a state that we are already in. So it's nice when we visit a state because we have several in the state. So that makes it nice because we make it a point to go and see them all if we're in that state.
So it's kind of a hobby to go check them out after the fact. I mean, the whole nonsense of real estate is location, location, location. It's you got to buy in a particular type of area or you're not going to make any money. You're not finding that to be the actual rule. You're finding the rule to be when you have a operator that understands the business model and they are affecting the business model favorably and they've bought in the right market, everything seems to work pretty good. How did that one go?
That's good. That is exactly what happened. We do look for, we do want some information on the area. Different businesses that are up and coming are important to us, so we can see how is that area going to grow in the need for rentals, things like that. Simple things. We're real simple people. So our ideas of what we're looking for are just a few things that we go down the list. Again, that's our list, but everybody will have a different type of property that they're looking for.
Well, I know you guys are goal-oriented. So tell me, do you have a five-year goal? And if so, what is it?
I think our five-year goal is to be able to really rely upon the permanent passive income, recurring permanent passive income. And the reason for that is, that we have things that we want to do. Most of them have to do with being able to continue to give in our church, to give to people that are in need. And, when our income became static, when we turned our church over to our son and his wife, there was no way to increase our ability to give unless we increase our ability to earn. And so, at 74 years old, I did not want to go back to work. And so, this was something that was just perfect. It was made to order for us.
I will tell you, the information that you guys have shared with the audience today is priceless. I want to thank you very much for being on today's show. And for those of you that are trying to figure out how to get this done, or if you're just trying to figure out how to do it the way Russ and Mari did it, or maybe the way I did it, or the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited did it, regardless of what is causing you to try and figure this out, the solution is simply to do this. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, there's two options for you. Either sign up for the free workshop and we can get you going that way, or you can do a different thing, which is to sign up for the expo. And if you sign up for the expo, you're going to be amazed at the information that you receive, and you may run into Russ and Mari when you're there.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.